On Gold 92.5, Joe Lynch this afternoon in shock at this news. And this really sucks for the Gold Coast. We were getting some great bands coming to the Night Quarter. Helensvale, one of our biggest live music venues. Of course, all the great food. It was a festival-like atmosphere every single week. Aussie rock legend Dave Gleeson with me. This is sad that it has to close its doors.
Yeah, that's terrible news. We've had some monumental gigs over there over the last few years, both with the Angels and the Jets. So it's always sad when you hear of another venue closing, that's for sure.
Oh, it's so sad because the reason they're closing is a ridiculous increase in rent. The owners of the land, they're wanting to increase it by over 100%. It's just not affordable for the owners to keep going. But we lose a great live venue and certainly an incubator for upcoming talent.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. It could it was able to accommodate, you know, like big acts, national and international, and had all those smaller bars for places for people to play. And to know that the people who started it off went out on a limb, came up with their own idea, and I mean that land was just sitting there. And for them to come up with the idea and then, you know, bring it to fruition and make such a successful thing, only to be shafted, makes you pretty angry, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll most likely miss out on a lot of bands now who might not even put the Gold Coast on their touring schedule.
Yeah, well, it certainly makes it hard. I mean, like we've done a couple of shows there where there's been 2,000 people, and there's kind of, it's hard to find a venue of that size that's kind of working at the moment. So, yeah, look, it won't stop the Jets coming or the Angels coming, that's for sure. We love the coast, but, yeah, I guess it'll just be one of those things consigned to memory. But as I say, well, I've got some photos of the crowd at the Jets, the last time the Jets and the Baby Animals played there. It was epic. So I'll have those memories at least.
Love you to share those with us, Dave, could you?
Absolutely. No worries at all.
Awesome. We'll get them up on our Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah, cool, man. It's just a great idea. And, you know, to have those kind of the shipping containers, it just felt like a festival every time we were there. So hopefully the wind's not too far knocked out of their sails and they'll find somewhere else to set up.